follow you, my love. You cannot follow me. I am the distance you put between all of the moments that we will be. You know who I am.
Welcome back. It is hour number four on the 375th birthday or anniversary of the city of Montreal. Maybe Gord can help us out, even though he's far, far away from us. With Mitch Gallo, Dave Trentadue sitting in for Rod Francis, who will be back tomorrow. Let us go to the World Hockey Championship. He is with us every Wednesday a little after 6 from Cologne, Germany today, where Canada and Germany will play tomorrow with the tournament wrapping up this weekend for TSN. Gord Miller, how are you?
Guten Tag.
Yes, sir. Same to you.
Happy bon appétit to Montreal.
Yeah, I was thinking
what
about
What do you get a city for 375th birthday? Is that diamond? What is that?
I think you get a Major League Baseball team back.
No, how about a new? Can we get the freeway fixed?
Freeway,
the
freeway.
Can we fix the 720? That's my gift to Montreal.
Can we fix every highway? Can we fix every bridge? Can we fix every street that's cratered in? Can we fix every pothole? But we love it.
I do love Montreal. I just want to fix the 720. It makes it a pain in the butt to go to the airport in the morning.
What is your all-time favorite memory in this city?
I would say, a pretty good World Junior game there in January. I went to a Pink Floyd concert there, I think in 1977 at the Big, or 78 at the Big O, one of the first concerts I ever went to.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
That was a big one. That was a huge one.
And I forget how I ended up going. I went to Toronto to see relatives or something, and I think my cousin took me. We took the train to Montreal. I remember taking the train to Montreal and going to that concert. I was blown away.
Yeah. Were you in a proper straight and sober state of mind?
I was 13.
You were 13. Well, you know, 13. You know, there are some precocious 13-year-olds out there.
I was probably one of them. But at that point, I was not quite that precocious, no.
What were you doing 13 years old at a Pink Floyd concert?
Pardon me?
That doesn't make sense that you were 13 at a Pink Floyd concert.
Why?
Well, that's kind of advanced for a 13-year-old, but that would explain you. That would explain you a lot, actually.
I went to a Queen concert, I think, when I was 12.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I went to a Rush concert in Edmonton, and Bob Seger opened for them, and I brought the ticket. I went to a Bob Seger show and got to meet him backstage, and I brought the ticket and showed it to him and got him to sign it. And he had to take out his reading glasses to sign it. I was a little disappointed by that.
Bob Seger. Wow. That's another blast from the past from one of the great artists from the state of Michigan. So you are in a very...
But if you ask me what I love most about Montreal, Mitch, I would say not one event or one thing. I love the vibe of the city. I just love the energy and the vibe of the city.
Yeah,
and I think every city has its own unique personality and its own unique feel, and Montreal has, for lack of a better term, a voice, and that voice is distinctive and interesting, and I always enjoy hearing it.
Well, that's great to hear, always from somebody who's not from here, and we could tell you love it. And I thought maybe you'd say the closing of the Forum.
Yeah, that was a pretty interesting night. I mean, I've always thought it was odd. It was Dallas, you know, in the middle of March, but that was a pretty special night. I mean, there've been so many there. I just don't know that I could narrow it down to one thing. I just think I'd like to take it into the greater sort of, you know, the Canadians, just the place. I mean, if you ask me what my favorite memory of hockey in Montreal is, the first time I walked into the Forum. I remember, you know, traveling with the Edmonton Oilers in the 1980s and walking into the Forum in 1984, and just, you know, I was 19 years old and just blown away by being at the Forum. And I wore a suit to the morning skate because my grandfather said you always had to wear a suit to the Forum.
Yeah, it's amazing looking at all those pictures. People did wear suits.
Well, he meant to the game.
Yeah,
He meant when you went to the game. He didn't mean
morning. I know. Little odd. Who's that odd-looking dude over there with the suit on?
Why is that young kid wearing a suit at 10 o'clock in the morning?
So, Gord, Canada and Germany tomorrow, and what I wanted to do here was ask you, if you recall coming out of the Olympics, we asked you about Vadim Shipishov because the Canadians were supposedly one of the teams interested in him, and your response was kind of like, meh, kind of a shrug, right? So now that he's in now that he's in Vegas, has he looked any better to you at this tournament?
He's looked really good. He looks the same as he always does. He's a really highly skilled guy who doesn't seem to play a lot in traffic. So it's hard to get a read on him how he'll be in the NHL. Like if you look at a guy like Radulov, you always knew was going to be a good NHL player because he likes to play in traffic and he's very good in traffic. Where a lot of guys don't, their game doesn't translate. Like a guy like Stefan DaCosta, who plays for France at the World Championship, he played in the NHL for parts of 3 years, didn't like the traffic, didn't like the rough going, and you could tell. He flourishes in Europe, but it just doesn't translate. Very good KHL player. It just doesn't translate in the NHL. I just wonder about Shipachev in terms of his ability to make the plays he makes over here in the NHL where you have less time and there's a lot more body contact.
Since you mentioned France, I'm reminded of the scene the other day with Cristóbal Huë ending his career, and that was really cool. I'm sure there are some listeners who saw it, probably more who unfortunately didn't see it. Can you describe what went down?
Very nice. So Dave Henderson is the Canadian who coaches the French team. It was UA's last game with the French national team. He's retiring from national competition at 41. With about 50 seconds to go in the third period, called timeout and pulled UA out to let him come to the bench and get an ovation from the crowd. Huge crowd in Paris, standing ovation, chanting his name, and his teammates came over. And even, you know, the Slovenian players on the other bench were tapping the sticks. It was a really nice moment. And then after the game, after the French national anthem was played, he and Laurent Meunier, who's a longtime captain of the French national team, were honored. It's a great, you know, we have sort of a patrician attitude about hockey in Canada. We think that we own hockey and we are the only ones who can, you know, lay claim to it. The game is played in many ways, in many places around the world, and appreciated in many ways around the world. And I think that moment for UA, I mean, he was the goaltender for French national team that was life and death to avoid relegation a lot of years, you know, made the quarterfinals like twice in 20 years. But to play hockey, for him to play in front of that crowd in Paris was something. Imagine a Canadian playing in a World Cup soccer game, you know, in Canada, and the joy they would get from that. I mean, you know, we can look down our noses at France, the hockey nation. They can look down their noses at us as a soccer nation.
And we could salute Cristóbal Huë because the guy had a heck of a career, a kind of career that I don't think anybody anticipated when he first jumped into the NHL.
No, he's a very good goaltender. I mean, what, he played 7 years in the NHL? Listen, anyone who gets to the NHL and stays there is a pretty good player. I have respect for anyone who gets to that level. And also I think one of the things about UA was he never shied from answering questions. You know, when things were going badly, he never ducked, he never hit, he was always very forthright. He's a true gentleman. He's a really nice guy. He's a really, really nice guy.
What would you say the story has been so far at this tournament?
I would say the Russian power play, which is killing everyone, and a very good Team USA, a very good and young Team USA, which is being driven by a whole bunch of players under 23 who are playing with a lot of energy and playing really well, and they're fun to watch. And a Canadian team that's been really good in the power play as well, but I don't think has shown yet. We haven't seen this team play as well as it can. And we just see if they can get to that next level when they have to.
What kind of game would you expect? Is this like the Celtics and the Cavaliers here or worse?
Well, I will say this, though. You know, the building here in Cologne is an NHL-style building, 18,000 people. What we need to do, Mitch, is we need to teach NHL fans to sing. Because the way fans in Europe sing through the whole game is amazing. The Swiss fans do it. The Czech fans do it. Latvians. It's awesome. And the German fans, most of them stand the whole game, sing, chant, clap. It's going to be an amazing atmosphere here tomorrow night. It's just a cauldron. And this is the epicenter of hockey in Germany. And you got Leon Dreisaitl, who's a huge sports figure in this country. You know, there were lots of German clubs here that would stay open late at night for the fans to watch Oilers games on TV. They call him the boss here. And so Dreisaitl will play at home. I mean, Germany's the underdog, obviously, but, I mean, they'll have a huge crowd behind them.
With Gord Miller, reminder, a little after 2 o'clock tomorrow, Canada and Germany, on Melnick in the afternoon on TSN 690 with Dave Trentadue, who's in for Rod, and Mitch Gallo.
Gord, just wondering about Matt Duchesne's game, because he's been in, you know, we think that Colorado could potentially move him in the offseason, a busy offseason that's expected, and he only scored his first goal of the tournament in the last game. How's he looked to you up close and personal?
He had the last couple of games were his two best. He had lots of chances and just didn't score. And but, you know, as Ray Ferraro, you know, points out all the time, if you're getting chances, keep banging away and they'll start going. And he finally had one win for him in the last game. Duchesne looks to me like a guy who needs a reset. He just needs to, I mean, the whole thing in Colorado this year was such a disaster. No one thought they'd be that bad. I mean, and then to be honest, they finished up worse this year than teams in previous years that tried to lose. I mean, that's how bad. They weren't trying to lose. They were just that bad. And I think, you know, everyone there, from Matt Duchesne to Nathan MacKinnon, Gabriel Landeskog, they need a reset, because that was just a disastrous season from start to finish. Nothing went right for that team.
Who's been Canada's best player?
Ryan O'Reilly has been terrific. He, on the power play, killing penalties, takes faceoffs, plays against the other team's top players. He's just a hockey player. Now, you know, the Sabres probably gave him a contract that was a bit rich, but, I mean, that aside, he is a tremendous player. Just a guy that drives play whenever he's on the ice. And I think I would say the best line has been that kid line of Braden Point with Mitch Marner and Travis Konecny. They've been great. And they've been the only line that stayed together the whole tournament.
What can you tell us about the city that you're in? Also kind of a historic town.
Yeah, Cologne's I just got here today, walked around this afternoon. Beautiful place. You know, a large, large city. And the cathedral here is gorgeous. You know, so, yeah, beautiful. I mean, after 2 weeks in Paris, you know, it's a change of scenery. And but had a great dinner out tonight on a little terrace and really enjoyed it.
Wine or beer?
I hate to say this, and I'll probably lose my passport for saying this. I'm not a big beer guy. I never have been. I had two beers today. That might be the first time I've had two beers in one day in a decade.
Well, if you're going to have two beers, you may as well do it in Germany.
Yeah, but I had about seven glasses of wine. Well, not before the show. I try to get too ripped before the show, mate. That's kind of my New Year's resolution. Don't get blasted before going on Melnick in the afternoon. That's kind of my bar for the year.
Thanks for joining us from overseas. We really appreciate it, and thanks for the kind words on our birthday.